cattle traded higher on Wednesday. USDA released its report about cattle and beef price reactions in the wake of last summer's Tyson plant fire and the packing disruptions caused by the pandemic. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmal with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 23rd of July. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices trended higher through Wednesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Live sales in Colorado were $2 higher than last week at $98 a hundredweight. In Nebraska, live trades were 50 cents to $2 higher at $98. And dress sales were $1 to $1.50 higher at $158 to $158.50. Cattle feeders also sold 422 head of the 1,022 head offered in the weekly fed cattle exchange auction, all from the Southern Plains. Of those, 103 head sold for a weighted average price of $96 a hundredweight for delivery at 1 to 9 days, and 319 head sold for a weighted average price of $96.12 for delivery at 9 to 17 days. Those prices mirrored country trade in the region on Tuesday. Cattle futures closed mixed but mostly slightly higher on Wednesday, with more strength later in the session. Some positioning is likely Thursday ahead of Friday's cattle on feed report and the semi-annual cattle inventory report. Live cattle futures closed mixed from an average of 24 cents lower through the front four contracts to an average of 42 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 31 cents higher. Choice boxed beef cutout value is 27 cents higher Wednesday afternoon at $201.15 a hundredweight. Select was $2.02 lower at $189.28. Corn futures closed 2 to 4 cents higher, while soybean futures closed mostly 1 to 2 cents higher. Feeder cattle continued to trend mostly higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold $1 to $3 higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma, while feeder heifers traded $4 to $5 higher. A day earlier, steer and heifer calves sold $1 to $2 higher in a limited test of comparable offerings. There are 5,653 head on offer across both days. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 500 to 950 pounds sold steady to $10 higher at Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska. Steers weighing 1,000 pounds sold $2 lower. Heifers weighing 600 to 650 traded steady to $5 lower. There are 5,210 head on offer. Finally, also compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 300 to 500 pounds sold $4 to $6 higher at St. Joseph's Stockyards in Missouri, where there are 1,672 head. Steers weighing 500 to 600 pounds sold $6 to $8 higher, and then $2 to $3 higher at 600 to 800 pounds. Heifers weighing 300 to 600 pounds sold $1 to $2 higher, but steady to a dollar lower at 600 to 800 pounds. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Wednesday, buoyed by promising coronavirus vaccine news and chatter about additional federal economic stimulus. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 165 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 18 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 25 points. USDA yesterday released its investigation into cattle and beef price reactions to last summer's fire at the Tyson plant in Holcomb, Kansas, and to disruptions wrought by COVID-19. The report details market conditions and prices before, during, and after those events, although the pandemic continues. Keep in mind, this USDA investigation does not examine potential violations of the Packer and Stockyards Act. USDA continues to cooperate with the Department of Justice Antitrust Division in that agency's current investigation. Instead, the report provides the logic and details behind the price reactions of the two Black Swan events. In broad terms, those reactions were dramatically higher wholesale beef prices, significantly lower fed cattle prices, and a historically wide gap in between, all due to disruptions to packing capacity and to altered demand flow in the case of the pandemic. So, no surprises, no matter how distasteful the reality. This is what Stephen Kuntz, agricultural economist at Colorado State University, had to say regarding the COVID-19 price gyrations in a recent report. Record high meat prices are not a surprise, Kuntz says. The grocery store supply chain was emptied during the closures of local economies and then had difficulty catching up. Further, he explains, prices associated with specific cuts that consumers typically prepare at home were the highest, while prices for cuts sold at restaurants initially dropped to record lows and then rallied as consumers made substitutions and began purchasing cuts that they didn't buy usually. Then, beef prices rallied overall as total beef supplies diminished with plant closures and partial plant closures. Likewise, Kuntz says, record low livestock prices are no surprise, explaining that if packers can't run or must run at reduced levels, especially if animal supplies are abundant, then the marginal value of that last group of animals that's not sold is close to zero. It's the marginal value of the last product that sets the market, Kuntz says, and that point is critical. In fact, that's what economists communicate with supply and demand curves. He explains the equilibrium quantity and price are what's traded at the lowest marginal value to buyers and the highest marginal value to sellers. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 23rd of July. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.